o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins now. And it begins with the last question to Matt LaFleur yesterday of his press briefing. And it feels to me like because of the way the Packers season has played out with Love getting hurt at the end of the game in Brazil, a run-centric offensive approach the following 2 weeks with Malik Willis at quarterback, and then Sunday with the way that game played out, getting behind 28-0, that Jaden Reed has had an incredible start to the season, and we've barely talked about him.
Yeah.
Is that not... Am I wrong about that? It just feels like he deserves so much more attention than he's gotten.
Yeah, I mean, what he had the one game where it was limited because of the approach and with Malik Willis, but I think we all thought Jaden Reed was going to be his number one pass catcher this year. I don't think we thought the explosive plays were going to be as high as they were. I think, for me, I looked at it saying, I think Dobbs is going to be kind of his third and six guy.
Security blanket.
Watson's his home run hitter, and Reed's going to be his all-around jet sweep, option route, slants, all those things. That was my initial thought going in. And after watching Jaden Reed high point footballs, make plays on him, you know, run after the catch, what he can do in the run game, he's been better than I think most of us even thought. And I think most of us thought he was really good last year. He's elevating himself. And I think on Green Bay game night the other night, Homer was asking if he's in the top tier of wideouts. I said, not yet. But he's knock, knock, knocking at that door. He is, I think, one of these players that if you continue on this trajectory, he is going to be one of these high-priced, top-end wideouts that I think Green Bay wants. I think Green Bay loves how this is shaken out.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bunch of really good players. Jaden Reed, I told you in the beginning or most of the offseason, what happens in bulk tanks, Jason? What happens in
the
bulk
tanks? The cream rises to the top.
Jaden Cream Reed.
Sort of like the water in my wash machine.
I love the fact that an appliance can completely reroute a show. I love that.
How long was the show going before I finally got back?
We're probably going to get bumped from YouTube
today. To jump in, like,
yeah,
we know how irritated you get when we jump in when you don't get here. So we try to hold
off. Doesn't
happen
very often.
It happens more. The cream rises to the top. And I think what we've seen from Reed is he's, I think, even better than everybody anticipated.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And he is going to continue to get better. And I think that trust that does this mean Romeo Dobbs is the number two still? Does it matter? I think Dobbs will have some big weeks as well. But I think this is going to be more and more the Jaden Reed show. And I think you're going to start seeing teams look to take him out of the game. And that's why the Christian Watson effect is still so important, because you don't want all of the coverage attention to go to Jaden. You want that threat of big plays still being in play over with number nine. And that allows Jaden Reed to maneuver and to, you know, motion and to do all the things that you're looking for. So I do think he's been underappreciated, but it's just been an untold story of this season because there's been so many other things that have went on. What he has continued to do, he obviously has taken that step as being a big dog, as a wideout, and I think it's only going to get better and better as the season goes.
Well, I'm going to try and change that because I'm definitely going to write about him
Sunday
today.
Story?
I think probably. I'm
so
torn between him and
Packer
Tucker Kraft.
Wide, are you going to get James Lofton? Are you going to get Donald Driver? Who are you going to get this week to have comped and then make them say some great quotes, and then you can go to Jaden Reed and say, did you hear what Donald Driver said about you?
Yeah, I think he's more Greg Jennings. He's definitely more than Randall Cobb.
Oh, that's your boy.
It hurts me to say that.
You're selling him out, huh?
Well, I mean, he dealt with a lot of injuries during the later half of his career. He had a great
2014. So you think Jaden Reed would be disappointed if he had a Randall Cobb-type career?
Randall Cobb didn't get a Super Bowl either. He arrived the year after you guys won it. Greg Jennings did win a Super Bowl, and then he obviously made some questionable choices in free agency. But I do want to tell the Jaden Reed story of his season thus far, and I wanted to get Matt LaFleur's reaction to not only his level of play and the production he's gotten, but also, if you were watching the game or if you were there at the game on Sunday, it's 28-0. He makes a whale of a catch, and Love makes a hell of a throw to get that touchdown to bail out Matt LaFleur for his penalty.
Bail out the refs. It was the ref's fault, is
I
what
agree.
I was told yesterday.
I appreciate you coming along to my side. Backing down once again. But after he caught the touchdown, he did everything to get that crowd of 78,000, or at least the portion of it that was wearing green and gold, fired up. So I asked Matt LaFleur about that. Here's how that went.
Matt, real quick, you're getting a ton of production from Reed. What did you think of what he did after the touchdown, though, to get the crowd into it? I mean, you had obviously had your thing happen. And
I'll be honest with you. I wasn't watching him. But I love the energy he brings, and it's not just on game day, it is every day. He's just, we're lucky to have a guy like that. Kind of, he's a tone setter. He really is. And I love how he competes and how he prepares for each and every battle. And then he goes out, and I think it's probably why he performs pretty well, because he's pretty consistent in his approach and does all the little things the right way. He does a great job of taking care of himself. He knows the plan inside and out, and then given the opportunities in games, he's making big time plays. And there were three outstanding catches, I thought, that he made in that game. One being the touchdown, then there was another one late in the game where it was on our last drive where he was uncovered and Jordan sped it up and got him the football, and it was a little behind him, but Jaden made a hell of a catch. And then the last big play was right before Wicks' touchdown, where Jordan just gave him a chance to go up and get it, and he beat Harrison for the ball.
Yeah, he's a stud, and they have every reason to be really excited about what he gives them. I'm just curious to see what he does next, and if it happens in a game where maybe he actually gets a lot of attention, because he was fantastic, obviously, on Sunday in his performance. So this does not come as a surprise to you in any way?
Oh, I just told you, I'm not surprised at the number of catches. I'm surprised about the big plays and what we've seen. I think I saw a tweet from someone, I wish I could cite them, I just don't remember, on explosive plays and how many Jaden Reed has given us. That's the surprising part, because mm-hmm. I think last year he obviously burst onto the scene. He's obviously shown he's a really good player. But it was more intermediate jet sweep, slants, some quick stuff. It wasn't the down the field, high pointing footballs, making tough contested catches. He's becoming the heartbeat of that room.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear a coach talk about the energy that he brings, the preparedness that he has, the leadership that he instills, that's not on accident. Coaches can just say, yeah, he's a good player, oh, he's solid, or he's this. When you get effusive praise, that means he's moving the needle inside that building. And when you're doing it inside the building and on the football field, that's when you become one of the guys. He's become one of the guys. And he's going to be critical moving forward. If he continues on this trajectory, he's going to be your number one wideout. And that, with that, obviously becomes a huge payday, but it also comes with a lot of added responsibilities. And mm-hmm. I think they're trying to flush that out and figure out, all right, how is this all going to shape itself? Because you want guys to have defined roles, but when people keep outplaying the roles that you maybe envisioned, mm-hmm. you give them more. He's earned more. He's going to get more. And when you do that, others get less. This is a zero-sum game.
Oh, you love a zero-sum game. Speaking of games, we need to play trivia. Jesse, I feel like the category is baseball, even though we've gotten a ways away from our baseball conversation by now.
I did lie yesterday. I said we would do Badgers Trivia Tuesday today.
Sequenced. You told me sequenced.
A story.
Yes.
if you will.
That is what you said.
Brewers Trivia Tuesday.
Sequenced.
A story for Tausch.
You're so good.
Oh, does that mean I get to take the segment off? I can go work on my wash machine?
That means I got to print a show sheet for Tausch.
No,
though.
I can just read it off.
You got
good.
It?
Yes, Jason,
right.
Go fix your washing machine, but then we want a full report with a photo of the junk that is stuck in your... I don't have a
trunk.
Another rhyme yet, but that doesn't really fit. So.
Got you in a funk.
It does have him in a funk. You get rattled about the... I mean...
Thanks to all that
he
gunk.
He has been completely, not AWOL, I'm not going to say he's AWOL, totally distracted.
I don't think I was distracted.
Jace,
because,
Jesse,
no.
Jesse.
I was angry to start the show.
You were gone for like a minute going into the segment.
Was he distracted?
I was definitely AWOL during that that minute.
But
no
your
doubt.
Mind, you just have, and I can see this, when something, you come, you can't play poker because something happens. Paul is in the back and up. Something's going on. And you can just tell the air gets kind of out of here.
I'm very frustrated. There's no denying that. I didn't think I was distracted with
that. No,
I didn't think I was distracted with
when you asked,
Bill Schroeder.
When you asked Bill Schroeder about different washers and different facets that you needed to get into it.
So you can hear the podcast.
How many times he does laundry. That's when I knew your mind was in a bad place.
That did not occur. All right.
Billy, how many times do you do laundry each week, Billy?
Billy, do you use those pods or do you use
liquid
or do you use
Billy too? He always says Bill. You're just throwing Billy around like you guys are like bestest buddies.
I knew him when I was in high school. That tells you how long I've known him.
That's great, but does he want to be Billy?
Should I bring up the pods on the broadcast that we do in the stands tonight for the game?
Here's the 1-1 to Adamas, low and outside, ball two. Bill, when you do laundry, have you ever do you use the pods? And did you know that there are like teenagers who eat them? No, don't do that when you guys do your call today. This is a Brewers story. Tausch is going to take trivia. I'm going to bail out more water and see if we can maybe get this thing functioning.
This
I got a lot of
be
very
a,
wet laundry.
Weird take. I enjoy the clothesline dry of blue jeans compared to the drying machine.
Where it's all stiff?
Yes. I think
that is a controversial take.
I think the old school hand drying off of a clothesline better.
How about wringing them out like I've been doing with all the laundry that's been stuck in a giant bubble?
We haven't asked for a caller number yet.
I know. I'm aware.
I know you know.
Even though I'm the one who's distracted. Caller 10. 10 out of 10 stars for my LG washer purchased in 2017. Caller 10 right now, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 10 for trivia. I do not believe this falls under the purview of Gruber Law Offices. I don't want to ever have to call them for legal advice because that means I've been seriously injured and something worse than my wash machine malfunctioning has happened. But if I ever have to make that call, I'm glad that they're there to answer. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Check out the website, gruber-law.com. I will go see what the update is from Paula now, who's gotten involved in the washer repair process. Maybe that'll mean that it'll actually get fixed. We'll play trivia next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
With you.
What are you doing here? I didn't even know you were on the show today.
That's very nice of you. It's Jesse and Tausch while Jason tends to the broken washing machine.
How long should a washing machine last?
I think 7 years is too short.
Is a decade about where it should be?
I think once you get past a decade, and again, I've only owned a home for 2.5 years. I can't say that I'm necessarily the most well-versed person on this front, but it seems like washing machines should last you a decade. Like, what furnace should get you? That's like 20, 25 years with a furnace, I think is what they've said, the good
ones.
Yeah,
I think about 20, yeah.
A roof?
A roof should be about 20 to 25 years.
So I don't think the washing machine should be as long as those things, but it should be longer than, like you said, the dishwasher, the microwave. Probably about the same as the fridge.
Okay.
So every 12, 15 years, I would say, is what I would expect.
I can understand Jason's frustration. I can.
Yeah, 7 years seems short.
But if you're using it six times a day, which I'm guessing he does, you know how you know what retentive he is.
He does seem like he's a big laundry guy.
He loves doing laundry. Loves it. I think that's one of his hobbies.
I love doing laundry. It's one of the great things around the house I like doing. I'm an expert t-shirt folder.
That's great. All right, who do we got?
You wanted to go there.
I asked the question. I didn't ask Jesse, do you love folding t-shirts? Did I ever utter those words?
Today's trivia contestant for Brewers Trivia Tuesday, a story guided by Tausch, is Tucker in Wausau. Tucker, good morning and happy Brewers postseason opening day. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm a little nervous about my washer and dryer because we're on 10 years on ours. So.
It's a dice roll at 10. Yeah. Do you love folding t-shirts like Jesse does, Tucker?
I don't mind folding t-shirts, but I'm kind of the designated laundry person in our house.
Okay.
So I kind of have to like it.
Gotcha. You don't have a choice. All right. All right, well, we are telling a story here today. I have not read these, so I don't know what the story is. I'm sure I'll be critical. But here we go, Tucker. Hey, Tucker, where are you at with your mindset about this Brewers team throughout the playoffs? If we get knocked out, are you going to be as disappointed as you would if the Packers get knocked out in the wild card, or do you kind of look at the Brewers as it's tough sledding because of the market that we're in?
If they lose in this series, I'm going to be probably very optimistic towards the future, kind of like how I was with the Packers last season, just because I know a lot of the young talent is going to be developed. They're going to get that taste of the postseason. The only downfall is you're not going to have Willie Adames probably next year, so you're going to have to replace that bat. But if they – anything after this series is just a cherry on top of what has been an amazing season.
It's a great dryer sheet. To soften
your trying. You're really trying.
I'm trying. All right, here we go, Tuck. The Brewers have yet to win a postseason game since trading which former All-Star reliever to the Padres at the trade deadline during the 2022 season? Is it Josh Hader?
Josh Hader.
There you go. Stan Ross, is that supposed to be?
Mr. 3000, the movie that I was an extra in at...
Oh, I forgot, because your dad was an usher.
Yeah, my dad was an usher during that stint of time. Yeah.
I'm not sure what story this is telling, but we'll continue. In 2015, the Brewers acquired Josh Hader, as one of four players in a deal that sent pitcher Mike Fiers and which other player to the Houston Astros? Is it Adam Lind, Carlos Gomez, or Eric Thames?
Oh, man. I guess I'm going with Carlos Gomez.
Yes, sir! Boy, if you
I was thinking of a different Carlos in that whole deal.
Oh, who was he? He's the big fella.
Carlos Lee.
I loved him.
Caballo.
Yeah, big fella. Strong. So getting these right really helps the flow of the entire game.
It does help
game.
The flow of the story.
The New York Mets had a trade agreement, and which is ironic because we play the Mets, in place to acquire Carlos Gomez from the Brewers, but a disputed medical report ultimately led for the deal to fall through. Had that trade occurred, the Brewers would have acquired the current ace starting pitcher of which of these teams in the 2024 Major League Baseball playoffs? Wow. Is it the Braves, the Dodgers, or the Phillies?
I'm going to go with the Braves.
Oh,
Who is it?
Zach Wheeler, who is the ace starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies, who would probably start game one if the Brewers advance past the Mets to face the Brewers in the NL Divisional
Series. Jesse, fantastic job with your questions. Tucker, pretty doggone good. That was not the easiest sequential trivia. So 2 out of 3 ain't bad, as Meatloaf once sang. Appreciate you, Tucker.
Where are you, Tucker?
It sounds like he's in a wind tunnel.
I'm in Stevens Point, cause that's where I work. Outside. Yep, and I'm kind of in an alleyway that apparently all the wind wants to go here. But you know what? I feel like the Brewers' fortunes, I think the tide's turning, guys, and I don't think we're going to see an early bounce for this team.
Oh, you see what he did there?
It's like headlines.
I see what he did there. I don't know any other detergents. The tide has turned. You got the bounce. Uh-huh. I don't know what the dryer sheet company's names
are. It's going to be... Lot of gains, I feel like, too.
Okay. Anything else?
Is Snuggle still a thing?
We'll snuggle up.
Hey, with a cold day out today, go snuggle up, watch some Brewers, have myself a Coors Light, and just cheer them on. Hey, love you guys.
Tucker, you're the best.
I love you guys.
What are we missing? Is there something we're missing in the laundry game? He got tied. Gain? He said gain,
tied, and bounce.
I don't know if there's something we're missing.
I feel like that's the big three. I mean, other than you get to like store brands.
Febreze, because I started.
Oh, yeah.
I had a lot of stank clothes when I played a lot of tennis. And we'd have to dump those little, like, you'd shake the pellets and you'd fire them in. I think those were Febreze.
If there's anything we know, it is not a Febreze to get through the wild card round if you're the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay. Those are all pretty good. You know what is also pretty good?
What is Taos?
Tito's Handmade Vodka on game day. Pour me in, coach, from a seat in the stands to the best seat on a couch. You can root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy bloody, salt the rim of a Tito-rita, or take home a Tito's with anything. Sit back, watch the Brewers advance on with that. You're calling a game. You change up your roster. This one really stings Jason today. You wash that lucky jersey in your broke-down washing machine. Hand wash that jersey, Jason, as long as you make Tito's your first round bottle pick. Whose house? Oh, it's Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
Jason rejoins us for Whoa Nelly, where we discuss the passionate art of folding T-shirts next on Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
I did not enjoy the laundry detergent puns at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Made me want to take my arm and hammer you guys for making light of my situation. That's
Arm and Hammer is a brand for that,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, they got the OxyClean mixed in there, the whole deal. That was fun. I got to catch most of the trivia. Tucker in the Potato Corridor. We were in the Potato Corridor for a cross-country meet over the weekend in Rosholt. Am I saying that correctly?
You are.
Lovely area. They did not have a Starbucks.
I can't think of a... Why do they need to have a Starbucks?
Well, I was hoping to get
are
coffee.
Are you a Starbucks guy?
No, I just needed a little bit of coffee, and I didn't even see a little coffee shop.
I can't see you being a Starbucks guy. I guess, now that I think about
more
it.
More of a Caribou Coffee guy, but we don't get free advertising on here unless you decide to do so.
What, you just brought it up. I didn't. Not giving Starbucks any free advertising, I can tell you that.
And not Lazy Bones either. Time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
You guys watch Monday Night Football last night?
I saw the end of the Lions game.
It's a good game. Very entertaining.
Yeah. Very entertaining game. A lot of points. Lions
18 of 18 for Goffer.
Goff had a perfect night passing. 18 of 18, like you said, Tausch.
Does Detroit ever have to play on the road? Every game I see, it's up there at the old dome.
Well, their fans are into it now, selling out the place. Got to take advantage while they can.
This is going to be a crazy take, but I like the Lions. I do.
What do you mean?
No, I just love the fact that it's been such a beaten down fan base.
Mm-hmm.
I respect what they're doing. I really do. And if the Packers don't win it, I would prefer to see the Lions win it in the NFC. That's where I'm at. Is that a crazy thing to say as a team that's in the division? They haven't won since JFK. Well, I guess that doesn't last any longer because they won a couple of playoff games last year. But that whole storyline, and there's just something about you can't – I don't think Goff – I still don't want Goff as my quarterback, even though he went 18 for 18.
Not a perfect passer.
You have to admire his story.
Yeah.
You just do. And Dan Campbell, you have to admire how he's gotten his team to play. Like, that team and that organization was the bottom of the bottom. And what they've done, even as a Packers fan, if the Packers don't win the NFC, I want the Lions to do it.
How much did you know Dan Campbell when you were both playing?
Not very much.
Because you seem to like his style, but you were a very big doubter of it initially, if I remember correctly.
It's a different era. You remember he was 1-7.
Yeah, right.
You guys remember he was 1-7.
I do. Yes.
4-13.
You guys remember all that, right?
We do. I do.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Well, Nelly.
When they came in and beat Aaron Rodgers in that last game, when nothing to play for, at least in my thought process. That said everything you need to know about how those guys believe in what they're doing up there.
I think there were two games. The one that we did our road trip to Detroit, the final game of the regular season.
Yeah, Rodgers didn't play. Like that.
I know Rodgers didn't
play.
You
didn't even get Detroit-style pizza. You didn't. You go all the way to Detroit for a vacation. Which game are you all doing this year?
I don't know if we're going to one this year.
That's 2 years in a row. That means this thing's dead.
It might be.
You better rejuvenate it or it's over.
Baby showed up for one member of the group.
That's part of the deal. That thing just continues to slide.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. Organize your crew and go do something.
And we are not inviting the baby on the trip if we were to go to it.
No kids. So, yeah. Can't do it.
Sounds for you, Jason.
Whoa, Nelly!
Just if you have to, throw yourself a slow pitch and go down to Chicago. It's an easy one.
So I've never gone to Minneapolis. We're going to go on a side tangent here. I want to go up to the Twin Cities.
Do you guys agree with me on the Lions thing?
Yes.
I wonder if Packer fans do. I'm done with the Niners. I don't want the Cowboys, even though I love Big Mike. Eagles. If it ain't Green Bay, I want it to be Detroit.
I'm with you on that. I'm sorry. I thought we were planning Jesse's travel.
No, okay, so you're going to go to Minnesota. It's over the holidays.
Well, which question do you want us to address
the Vikings
first? Okay. Because
the two of us are not sure what to say.
You're taking us a lot of places
here. It's like it's like the YouTube comments where they're doing Tausch is doing a completely different show.
They're doing their own show in the comments. Yeah. So I have never been to Minnesota outside of we did a college tour there for like a half a day once. We went and toured the University of Minnesota, but I've never really been to the Twin Cities. So I was trying to talk Becca into going for like an extended weekend up to the Twin Cities at some point just to experience it. Jason, you've been there. You've talked about some of the things to do.
Love the Twin Cities.
Becca's not really into it. She's like, she's been there for once for a bachelorette party before. She's like, it's not that great. I don't know if I want to go. So would going to a Packers-Vikings game in Minneapolis be a good Packers road trip or not?
Yes. Undeniably.
The good news is Jason usually goes to that one.
I do.
You could go with him.
Oh, we could carpool.
Yeah.
Paul and the girls go too, though, and the dogs. So
now the girls aren't invited.
Pretty crowded. They're invited in my car. I could ride with you and Becca, though, because that would be fun. And they could ride separately.
Yeah, there you go. Sure.
Count me in.
Whoa, Nelly!
Jason, do you want the Lions to prevail in the NFC if it's not the Packers?
Yeah, I've come around on – that was my point of the question that I asked like 10 minutes ago of Tausch. I have come around on Dan Campbell. I was a huge doubter. I still think he took an unnecessary risk in the NFC Championship game that was a little too macho and a little foolish, in my opinion, that did not help his team's chances of winning that game. But, yeah, I've come around. I was wrong about him. His methodology works with that team. Now, I do think they've got a really smart offensive coordinator, and they were really fortunate that the guy chose to pass up these other jobs for head coaching jobs to wait another year and see what other jobs come open this year. But they're for real. They got, if they stay healthy, it's going to be the Packers and the...
That defense looks suspect.
Yeah. Fair. So does the Packers pass rush at the moment.
Whoa, Nelly!
Sad news from baseball yesterday. Pete Rose died, 83 years old. I heard Evan Cohen, who joined us earlier today from Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, ask on their show, Unsportsmanlike, will you remember Pete Rose more for the controversy as a manager or for the greatness as a player?
Controversy.
Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of a no-brainer, and I think people that are close to the game will say the greatness of the player, but Pete Rose is known for being banned from baseball. Like, that's line number one when you reflect on his legacy.
One of the great topics, the evergreen topics in sports talk radio history.
Like, should he be in the Hall of Fame?
That's in April, May, like June. Should he be in the Hall of Fame?
I will say this. I watched the HBO documentary series like maybe a month ago. And he did not come off as particularly likable. And I think there's a lot of people that are too old or too young to remember how good of a player he was for most of his career. Obviously, the all-time hit king. But, like, even I'm not old enough to appreciate his story and how he came up in Cincinnati growing up there and everything else. It was an interesting documentary. I recommend it, but you're not gonna like Pete Rose anymore if you already didn't like him. I can tell you that much. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
And another passing yesterday. Dikembe Mutombo passed away at 58 years old yesterday after a battle with cancer. Tausch, I know you've talked about Dikembe Mutombo on this show before. What stood out to you from his career that you want people to remember about?
I just love Dikembe, man. I love the Georgetown trifecta with him and Patrick and Alonzo and the whole and how much fun he seemed to. He brought a lot of joy to the game of hoops. Competitive SOB. And he did all the great stuff off the court. I would have liked Dikembe Mutombo. I would have liked to have hung with Dikembe Mutombo.
You did talk as if you were close with all those guys from Georgetown. You referred them all by their first names, Dikembe and Patrick and Alonzo.
Well, Patrick Ewing, I wore his shoes. I worked on my game out in the driveway. I with his shoes on. I envisioned being like Patrick.
You mean his like his type of shoe, not like. When you no, wore, not,
you went to a Bucks game and got Patrick Ewing's shoes. Not like,
I had Sabathia's pants on, okay. Fielder's top, and Ewing's shoes.
Because when you say I wore CC Sabathia's pants,
Patrick
that
Ewing
is literal.
Had this was with New York. I loved that team, Mason and Oakley and
John Starks.
It was just a fun team, and I wanted to bully ball people. Like, that was a bully ball
team.
Yeah,
that's your game.
Chuck Oakley but the shoes were orange. And then, you know, it was disappointing. We were on a trip, and I saw a retro pair of Patrick Ewing's. They weren't in my size, but I could have gotten – I tried to talk Max into wearing them, and he said they were too ugly. He wasn't going to do it.
Oh,
it was really disappointing.
No.
So Patrick Ewing loved his shoes, loved his game, loved his attitude, but couldn't get the retro shoes.
And those are our thoughts on Dikembe Mutombo.
I gave some good thoughts on Dikembe.
Was Ed Helms bad on The Office or
no.
What?
I gave a great little soliloquy about Dikembe, and then you guys act like I was best friends with Patrick Ewing wearing his game-worn shoes, which I didn't ever say.
I used to wear Patrick Ewing's shoes.
I loved what Dikembe would talk. They got those old clips with Jordan, and he was saying how he didn't get him, and then a couple of games later he got him. Dikembe wasn't scared now. You bring it. He was not going to be one of these guys that goes up to the rim and then turns his body so you don't get posterized. He's going to do it, and he's going to slam your finger, and he's going to tell you about it, and he's going to get teched up. Just love the way he played, man.
Tell us a little more about your friendship with Alonzo before we end this.
I don't know a ton about Alonzo, but I'm sure I'd like him.
I don't Tausch know anything reminisces about him, but I love everything about him.
Exactly. Tausch reminisces about hanging out with Allen Iverson. To wrap things up, next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
What I want, you got that. Before we wrap things up here, a couple things from the NFL. First, Jordan Schultz reports that while
Starbucks guy.
I know. He's a really big Starbucks guy. That was well done. Thanks for brightening my mood.
That's 100%. It's his kit.
I know, but still, to insert that as a joke after the earlier conversation about Rosholt, I thought was well executed. He reports that while it is a high ankle sprain for Christian Watson, it is a mild one, and they do not anticipate, or he is potentially going to avoid, injured reserve, which is good news. That means he's going to miss less than four games.
Well, Jesse doesn't care. He doesn't think he's relevant to the offense. So,
and then our old friend Kay Adams had wide receiver Davante Adams. No
up
relation.
And Adams.
Up and Adams times two.
The Adams family.
He apparently was discussing that Antonio Pierce, the head coach of the Raiders, liked an Instagram post.
What is Antonio Pierce doing on Instagram? And again,
that's a great
Mondays
question.
Are days you grind. Mondays and Tuesdays are all day deals. And he's liking Instagram posts?
Suggesting that Devontae may have played his last down with Las Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's you know what show over there in Vegas, is it not?
He's calling people out for business decisions. Players, you have to understand the big picture. And if you're liking an Instagram post on a Monday in the middle of a season, Mondays and Tuesdays are coaches. Like, that's where you sleep on couches, which you shouldn't, but they do. It's dumb. And he's over there liking that post.
Yeah.
Do they trade him to the Chiefs? Like, the Packers have no interest, right? That ship has sailed.
Indeed.
Right, Jesse?
Ship has sailed, yeah.
Watson and a
busy printing out a show sheet.
For Devontae, are you doing it?
No, the Rams are interesting, I think.
I'm sure he'd love to go to the Chiefs and win a Super Bowl. All right, that's it for us today. Thanks to Evan Cohen.
Certainly
thanks
to Bill Schroeder.
Things not going great there. But thanks to those guys, and thanks to you for coming along for the ride with
us. Let's go, crew! Let's go, crew!
Let's go, Brewers!
Bop, 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 bop.
Let's go, Laundry Room!
Are you going to cheer for the Brewers, or I know you're not? Are you going to be a fan tonight or not?
I would love to see the Brewers succeed. I look forward to them having success in the postseason. I got a laundry room to go deal with. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
He's got a bounce.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.